Suppose we recite the Salve Regina in nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Salve Regina, Patris Misericordiae, Vita Dulce, et Spes Nostra Salve. A te clamamus, exules filii Dei, a te suspiramus, sementes et fentes, in lacrimarum vale, ea ergo advocata nostra, filos tuus, misericordios oculos, ad nos convete, et Iesum benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis post hoc exilium ostende, o clemens, o fiat, o Mater misericordiae, in nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Is it true that by our unfaithfulness we deprive others of many graces? Does God in His mercy and divine providence make up for that? First question, yes. Our unfaithfulness deprives others of many graces. Our sins deprive other people of grace. And this is one of the most serious implications of our faith in the mystical body. Our faithfulness obtains graces for others. Our unfaithfulness deprives them of the graces they would have received had we not either sinned or been unfaithful. And this is where it is impossible to exaggerate how much we depend on others and others depend on us. We are not private individuals. And that we know from our faith, God Himself is a community. And when in Genesis, having created the rest of the visible world, then on the sixth day, He said, let us, plural, make man to our, plural, image and likeness. A single person as a human being is a contradiction in terms. And sisters, being a community is not just a plurality. Not just that there are other people. And I'm not the only person. No. Each one of us is different. And we are different spirit. So we might, in God's providence, share with others what they need, but we have. Am I clear? What do people need? People need what we have. What do we need? We need what they have. And that is a fundamental meaning of charity. We lack. Talk about lacking. On the moment of our conception, we're already human beings. Do we have a need? then we can say in Italian, Mamma mia, without our mothers for 9 months, the need, and not just the need of a father and a mother, but our physical needs of body. Sisters, unless God works a miracle, no one has the faith unless he had received it through another person. Am I clear? Then does God, in his mercy and divine providence, make up for that? Well, yes, but conditionally. And this is where we come in. Others are deprived by our sins. Sisters, what a statement. The whole human race suffers by every one of our sins. Well then, does God in his mercy make up for that? Yes, but once more it depends on us. In other words, our repentance, our expiation, doing more than we would have done, more than we would have had to do, had we not sinned, yes. Others will receive the graces that we had deprived them of by our sins, provided we do, and the key word is more. And sisters, what a statement. This is the fundamental reason for the existence of consecrated life. Consecrated life exists and existed from the beginning of Christianity so that people would do more than they would have done or have to do if they had not sinned. In other words, we religious are to make up for the rest of the world has deprived both us and others by their sins, and we to make up for others for what we have deprived them of by our sins. There is an open window and an open door. Thank you. I will speak as loud as I can. Part one, remember, was the providential purpose of sin. And we ended up with six reasons. And the six sisters, the six reasons are part of the Church's infallible universal teaching. And now, part two, on how we are to deal with those who are somehow under our care. We are to encourage them to become more holy just because they have deeply sinned in the past. No? Then what do you tell them to do?